Hello, this is James Rock talking to you today about making work a happier place in 2010. 5 years ago, Time magazine published an article called The New Science of Happiness. It described research on exactly what it is that makes people happy. In the article, Dr. Martin Seligman of the University of Pennsylvania describes how he discovered the three components of happiness. 1. Pleasure, the smiley face piece. 2. Engagement, the depth of involvement with one's family, work, romance and hobbies. And 3. Meaning, using personal strengths to serve some larger end. Of these three roads to a happy, satisfied life, pleasure is the least consequential, he argues. This is newsworthy because so many people build their lives around pursuing pleasure. Yet it turns out that engagement and meaning are much more important. Since then, life has become less pleasurable for the vast majority of us. The economic downturn has encouraged many of us to ask what it is that makes us happy. And many of us have shunned the blatant consumerist lifestyle that we had been encouraged to pursue in the past. Has this affected you? Do you want to make work a happier place in 2010? If so, then make sure that engagement and meaning feature in your working life. Taken together, these are what constitute a sense of purpose, which is also one of the key principles of authenticity. For individuals, this means that understanding exactly what provides engagement and meaning for you is really important if you seek true happiness in your work. For companies, it means that leaders need to provide a true sense of purpose that will deliver the necessary engagement and meaning that will motivate their employees. A great example of this is Apple, whose chief executive officer, Steve Jobs, set out to create a team environment to make products that are insanely great. This purpose has created a huge following for Jobs and Apple, from fans of its products and their employees alike. The success of the business is one of the phenomenal stories of the decade. If you want to find out more about authenticity, either for individuals or companies, then contact me. I can share with you the research work I'm engaged in at present with a group called Authenticis. We are currently seeking to create a network of authentic businesses, and we'd love to hear about those examples you can recommend to us. To get in touch, go to my website, www.cultivar.co.uk. I look forward to hearing from you. Until then, bye for now.